Hello, this is Patrick Barker recording some of his past assemblies that he's delivered here at South Bromsgrove High School. This one was delivered at the time of Remembrance Assembly. As you're all probably well aware, this time of year is when we turn our focus to remembering the huge sacrifice made by so many during the wars in order to keep our freedom. Well, since I'm too young to actually speak personally about these things, no jokes at this stage, please, I thought I'd invite my French grandfather to speak with you. I'll just go and get him. Papi? Papi?
Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Je m'appelle Robert Dupuis.
Hello. My name is Robert Dupuis. And yes, I am Patrick's French grandfather. And I have lived most of my life in Florac, in Bordeaux, in southwest France. Now I could talk to you for ages about my own life, family, and career, and more. But the war, that's something different. That's a part of my life I want to forget. Well, since I've been especially invited here to speak on this subject, I am going to have to brave it. For most of my working life, I used to be an aircraft engineer and supervisor, and I was ruled by the clock. I would be the first to arrive and the first to leave, and I travelled by bicycle. Now, as you can see, that wasn't the easiest thing to do when you have a leg like mine. My leg became diseased with polio when I was a boy, and now it is shorter than my good leg. But I've always been a determined and disciplined person, so I learnt to cycle with one leg. There was soon to come a time when my disability actually was a blessing in disguise, because it prevented me incapable of joining the army as a soldier. However, my services were all the more vital during the Second World War in working on our fighter planes. Little did I know that my skills would end up serving the Germans. Yes, that's right. We suffered greatly from the invasion of the Germans, and this included our aircraft factory being taken over by them. It was a frightening time where we were forced to work on the German planes at gunpoint, so there was no chance in us sabotaging anything, although it was a huge temptation. As well as being forced to work with extra hard, we had limited time to eat and rest, and on one occasion we all began protesting about this, but this only resulted in us being commanded to shut up, otherwise they would start shooting us. The other main time when my life was so nearly ended was when the British finally started overpowering the Germans. This included the bombing of French air bases which the Germans were controlling. I remember the day very clearly. You could never mistaken the sound of British bombers. And yes, they hit our base, all right, and I only just escaped being killed in that bombing raid. It's so hard to make sense of things at these moments, when you're caught up in the evil of war, where on one hand you are threatened with death by the Germans, and then on the other hand, you're almost killed by the British who are trying to rescue you. I could tell you of many more stories of what went on, but it's all too painful, and it makes me hate the human race I represent. It's all these experiences that have caused me to believe in the devil and the reality of evil that possesses people even now to be so inhumane. I must admit, I have been very cynical about life, human beings, and God, especially when my own father was killed in the First World War. Yes, I have asked the big questions about life and whether there is any real hope of dealing with the evil within humans that is witnessed so horrifically in wartime. And I can't say I've found the answer yet. When I look at the church, I see hypocrites who say they found the answer to evil, but still end up being not very different from anyone else. Perhaps they're still trying to live good lives in their own strength, rather than coming to the end of themselves and admitting there is no real way out from evil human nature. My grandson Patrick has often chatted to me about his hope in God's Son Jesus to help deal with all of this. But I think it would be an insult for me to turn to God, now after I've lived all my life without wanting to know him. Nonetheless, my grandson's response to this was the story from the Bible about the two criminals who were put to death by crucifixion alongside Jesus, and how one of them recognized and saw Jesus for who he is, and Jesus' sentence was on behalf of everyone in order to break the grip of evil human nature in us. And this criminal basically asks Jesus to allow him to know that true freedom for himself. I wonder whether this Jesus would still allow someone like me to experience this freedom from my own evil nature, that evil nature that leads us to war. Thank you for all your kind attention. Merci beaucoup et au revoir. Goodbye.